Greetings to the bright Estonians in the country. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. When reality hits hard, as in a crisis, like in 2001 when Muslim terrorists attacked America, and like today when the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic is attacking the world, the luxuries of delusion take a back seat. And so there's been very little transsexual news lately. Have you heard all about the trannies in the last couple weeks? We've hardly heard a whimper about abortion, except, of course, tragically, from the babies themselves crying out at Planned Parenthood, where, by the way, here in Denver this morning, like every morning when they're killing in Colorado, one or more of our folks from Denver Bible Church and from Colorado Right to Life, and a small number of other ministries in town, went to the Planned Parenthood abortion mill to try to save babies and their parents. But with reality hitting right now in the form of a life and death battle with an invisible enemy, the luxuries of delusion take a back seat. So there's been very little tranny news, hardly a whimper about abortion. Where are all the homosexuals who are going to save us in our time of need? And all the losers, isn't it something that here in Colorado, since we so foolishly decriminalized marijuana, we've had tens of thousands of, what do you want to call them, weed migrants? Or let's be more formal, cannabis immigrants? That is, thousands of potheads. We've had thousands of them move here to our state so they can be high all the time. And isn't that going to be a real boon, a real benefit to the people of Colorado just when we need everyone to make, well, we need millions of people to make good decisions every single day, not only to keep themselves well, but so that they don't pick up and silently spread a virus to others around them. So we need smart decisions, selfless decisions, even wise decisions. And how's the dramatic increase in smoking pot going to help out with that? All the additional trannies and homos in society, it's all going to... Well, people here in our studio audience of under 10 people are saying, no, it's not going to help. Well, at a recent conservative gathering of more than 10 people, Charlie Kirk was speaking. He's compromised from day one on sexual immorality. He's the founder of something called Turning Point USA. And Kirk was confronted by a Christian, and we have that audio for you. If you want to TP America, this is the group to do it. I'll tell you that. They're supposed to be conservative, and folks think of Charlie Kirk as a conservative Christian, and that's partly because a few months back, Liberty University awarded him an honorary doctorate. Imagine that. Prostitute yourself for partisan politics, cash in on exploiting homosexuality for your own fame and gain, and hey, you get an honorary doctorate from Liberty University, and that's an evangelical Christian university founded by Jerry Falwell and now run by his son. Anyway, Charlie Kirk was confronted at this conservative event by a young Christian guy over his compromise with homosexuality. We're going to play you that audio. Of course, homosexuality has killed far more Americans than has Islamic terrorism. Homosexuality has torn apart far more American families than has Islamic terror. It's harmed far more churches. True or false? Homosexuality. It's harmed far more industries. It's harmed far more American children, especially boys, than has Islamic terror. And it's ruined more denominations and leaders and political parties than has Islamic terror. And yet we don't see any widespread compromise by conservative leaders with Islamic terrorism. Well, that is if you exclude the Trump administration's negotiations with the Taliban. And I guess if you exclude the Bush administration's negotiations with the PLO. But other than exceptions like that, we don't see any widespread compromise with terrorists, but we do with homosexuals, even though they kill, destroy, molest, undermine, pervert far more Americans, children, families, churches, industries, political parties than have the terrorists. Charlie Kirk is confronted. What I'd like to do is play through this audio once, then we'll play through it a second time and we'll interact with it. First, our telethon, thank you so much for everyone who has given. Our goal is $40,000 and we are at $12,000 and here we are March 18th. So we're almost two-thirds of the way through the month and hey, we're getting there, right? We're so very thankful if you could possibly help. Turns out this is the worst possible time for a pandemic. Oh, wait a minute. Every time is the worst time for a pandemic. But this is the worst possible time for a telethon. But if you value the Christian worldview, the biblical worldview that we teach and promote here at Bob and Yurt Live, please help us. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARTS. That's 1-800-836-9278. Or go to our website, kgov.com. And if you click on the store, then you could donate, subscribe, make an automatic monthly donation. Well, that helps so much. And by the way, in this telethon, a higher percentage of people helping are people that we've never heard from before as compared to our previous telethons. So thank you. And I know so often and people get discouraged. They say $40,000 goal, and look, we're nowhere near that, but somehow you guys come through virtually every time we have a telethon, virtually every time we hit our goal, even when it seems impossible. And this time, at this moment in history, it seems especially impossible, but if you can help, we dearly need your help. Okay, so Charlie Kirk, founder, president of Turning Point USA, and a lowly conservative Christian.
Up until about 5 years ago when gay marriage was legalized nationwide, the conservative movement has been explicitly pro-traditional family. Now, both you and your organization advocate for the acceptance of anti-Christian, immoral lifestyles like homosexuality and transsexuality, going as far to invite drag queens like Lady MAGA to your events. It seems to me and anyone who's paying attention that conservatives just believe whatever liberals believed 5 years ago. Right now, there is a push by the left to normalize pedophilia by way of child drag queen shows and rebranding pedophiles as minor attracted persons. 5 years from now, will you be promoting child drag queen shows? Will child abuse become part of the conservative platform?
Boy, that's a slippery slope fallacy if I've ever seen one. First of all, I've never invited a drag queen to come to any Turning Point USA event. I was at Politicon, and an individual by the name of Lady MAGA came up, and I said, I took a picture, and she walked away. Secondly, let me ask you a question. Are you a Trump supporter?
Yes, sir.
So are you a proud Trump supporter?
Of course.
So are you sickened that he had a gay man speak at his convention?
Yes.
Then you're not a Trump supporter, my friend. Thank you very much. Let me ask you another question. Should he return the money of Peter Thiel, an openly gay man who supports his campaign?
No, if it's, it helps him strategically,
okay.
Sure, he can.
Should he stop talking to Tammy Bruce, who's an open lesbian that's a Fox News contributor?
If it's affecting his ideas, then probably, yeah.
Okay, so you say you're a Trump supporter, yet you have all these issues and these disagreements with him. Let me be very clear about my position, my personal position. I'm a Christian first and foremost, then an American, then a constitutionalist, then a conservative, in that order. I believe marriage, biblically, if we want to have a biblical and theological discussion, as articulated in the greatest book ever to exist in the history of the world, the Holy Bible. Marriage in the Holy Bible is one man, one woman. I also do not believe in the sort of rhetoric that some people engage in, that all of a sudden that they say there's no place for gay people in the conservative movement. I do not believe that.
That's not conservative. And
let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question then?
Sure, go for it.
So, the American family, liberty, freedom, the Constitution, our history, veterans. That's what we're conserving. I'll get to you later, though. Don't worry. So let me ask you a question. What if you had your way, what would you do with gay people in America?
What would I do with them? I would.
Yeah, because they're not allowed in the conservative movement. So would you just kick them out anytime they show up at a Republican party? If you were in charge, like what would you say? You can't be part of the Republican Party.
If somebody is advocating for being openly homosexual, yeah, they should not be part of the conservative movement.
So I just want to go through the list. Guy Benson, no place in the conservative movement. Dave Rubin, no place in the conservative movement. Peter Thiel, no place in the conservative movement. So that just to go down the list.
If they're supporting open homosexuality,
I'm going to ask a very respectful question, as respectfully as I can. What does what they do in their private life concern you so much that you have to go up in front of a crowd?
It is against God. That is
so
why.
Let me ask
Are you a
question.
Christian or not?
Do we live in a theocracy, yes or no? No, do we live in a theocracy?
You said you're a Christian.
I am a Christian. And do you know what? And guess what? I will say this. Part of being a Christian is appropriately interpreting what the theological says for the individual, but also means to be long-suffering and patient and loving and kind. Jesus Christ talked to all people. Jesus Christ went and did his ministry through Judea and Samaria, and he had dinner with tax collectors, and he had dinner with prostitutes, and he did his ministry in every part of the Mediterranean. What it means to be a Christian, my friend, is to be open-minded but firm in your beliefs so you can have that belief. But if you say there's something inherently wrong with communicating or associating just because they make different personal decisions than you, then you, sir, are not a conservative. Thanks for being here tonight.
The law is not made for a righteous person, but for the unholy and profane, for murderers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers. That's the Apostle Paul in the New Testament writing to Timothy. Let me repeat that. The law is not made for a righteous person, but for the unholy and profane, for murderers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers. As in perjury, violating one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not bear false witness. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous. Wow, covetous? That's those who are lusting for what they must not have. Nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners. How about the Apostle Paul in the greatest theological treatise ever written, Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 1, writing of vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful. If you would like this list of Bible verses, you could go to our website, kgov, KGOV.com/homosexuality. Recall that Jesus taught in the Gospel of Mark, quoting Genesis, that from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. And in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, the Lord said, quote, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, sexual immorality, murders. And in Matthew chapter 23, Jesus warned, woe to you, for you have neglected the weightier matters of the law. Yeah, and the lesser. He listed both. And in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said, not one jot or one tittle of the law, that's the dotting of an I or the crossing of a T, will pass from the law until all is fulfilled. And there he's speaking about the Mosaic law, which included the criminal code and the symbolic ordinances of sacrifices and the way that Israel and their priesthood symbolized the coming of the Messiah. But when God said, thou shalt not murder, was that a symbolic ordinance that would pass away? When God said, thou shalt not steal, was that a symbolic ordinance that would pass away? When God said, do not bear false witness against your neighbor, was that a symbolic ordinance that would pass away? When God said, do not commit adultery, was that a symbolic ordinance that would pass away? Of course not. When Paul wrote in the New Testament to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, the law is not made for a righteous person, but for murderers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers. Would Charlie Kirk say that, hey, we're not a theocracy, we shouldn't have laws against perjury? And forget about abortion, because thou shalt not murder, that's in the Ten Commandments. You see, and that's a theocracy. Would he argue that? Because clearly he supports the production of pornography, along with the rest of the leadership of the body of Christ that has been so compromised, it calls evil good and good evil. So when Jesus spoke of the weightier matters of the law, and Paul said that the law is made for murderers and fornicators and sodomites and kidnappers and perjurers, were those things passing away with the cross and the resurrection, with the symbolic ordinances? Or does God expect nations to continue to enforce those laws? Of course he does. So Leviticus chapter 18, is this symbolic or is this the fundamental moral criminal code? You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. You know, Charlie Kirk has joined a movement and he's rejected another. Judeo-Christian legal jurisprudence for 3,500 years, beginning with Moses, through the prophets, to the time of John the Baptist and Jesus, through the apostles, including Paul, right through the Middle Ages, until just 50 years ago, including all of our founding fathers in America. Not that that really matters, but it's true. Homosexuality was held to be a crime, not just a sin, like, say, laziness, but also a crime. So that Charlie Kirk, as he's TPing America, he has sided with who? Against the scriptures and against 3,500 years of Judeo-Christian legal jurisprudence. He's siding with the humanists in Hollywood, in Hillary, in Harvey, in the homosexuals themselves. That's who he's siding with. And they have thrown off, along with the U.S. Supreme Court, and especially the Republicans, he has sided with those attempting to destroy civilization itself, the family and the nation, and certainly the church. Leviticus chapter 20, you know, it prohibits incest. Should we decriminalize incest and make it legal to have children with siblings or parents and children having offspring? How's that? Leviticus 20 also says, as in Romans, if a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Remember Genesis 19 with Sodom and Gomorrah. Recall all that. So now let's play this audio with a Christian, and the Christian challenging Charlie Kirk. Notice he gets a lot of support from the audience. But the audience is confused and split, and they have replaced the standard. The standard is not Jesus Christ. The standard is Donald Trump. That's the standard of determining what is right and what is wrong, and that tends to be true of all partisan politics. It goes with the territory of democracy, which is one of the many reasons here at kgov.com/democracy. We have warned people that democracy is utterly destructive, one of the worst forms of government. So we'll stop the tape as we go through.
Hey, Mr. Kirk, thanks for coming out tonight. I got a question for you real quick. Up until about 5 years ago when gay marriage was legalized nationwide, the conservative movement has been explicitly pro-traditional family. Now, both you and your organization advocate for the acceptance of anti-Christian, immoral lifestyles like homosexuality and transsexuality, going as far to invite drag queens like Lady MAGA to your events.
Stop the tape. Notice that Charlie Kirk will avoid the substance and answer, just like Jay Sekulow did to Will Duffy years ago when Will Duffy called in about the Supreme Court and their abortion rulings. What Charlie Kirk does is he zeroes in on a detail, but he overlooks the substance of the fact that his organization calls for the acceptance of sexual immorality. The acceptance. That's called legitimizing. To legitimize is to declare legally valid, and that's what Charlie Kirk does and James Dobson does and so many other Christian leaders, in contrast to the biblical leaders from Moses through Paul and all of our founding fathers, as in all of them. Homosexuality at the time of our founding was a crime, typically when it was specified, punishable by death. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal, and as the governor of Virginia, he introduced a law that was voted down, and it was to change the punishment for homosexuality from being a capital crime to castrating male homosexuals. But the legislature in Virginia kept the death penalty for convicted homosexuals.
MAGA to your events. It seems to me, and anyone who's paying attention, that conservatives just believe whatever liberals believed 5 years ago. Right now, there's a push by the left to normalize pedophilia by way of child drag queen shows and rebranding pedophiles as minor attracted persons. 5 years from now, will you be promoting child drag queen shows? Will child abuse become part of the conservative platform?
Boy, that's a slippery slope fallacy if I've ever seen one.
Stop the tape. Notice the applause there at this pro Turning Point USA, pro Trump, conservative Republican event. A lot of applause. It started out a little timid. It got stronger, but half of the audience is more bold, wanting to retain and increase support for homosexuality. So there are Christians who want to be led in the way that is right, but our leaders are cowards. And the Bible says that teachers receive the stricter judgment. And this is why. When he said, whatever the left believed 5 years ago, that's what conservatives believe today, that paradigm is absolutely undeniable. What the left, what the godless advocated 20, 30 years ago has been largely adopted by the Republicans, by the conservatives.
Boy, that's a slippery slope fallacy if I've ever seen one. First of all, I've never invited a drag queen to come to any Turning Point USA event. I was at Politicon, and an individual by the name of Lady MAGA came up, and I took a picture, and she walked away. Secondly, let me ask you a question. Are you a Trump supporter?
Yes, sir.
So are you a proud Trump supporter?
Of course.
So are you sickened that he had a gay man speak at his convention?
Yes.
Then you're not a Trump supporter, my friend. Thank you very much.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. What is the standard? The more you devolve into partisan politics, the more you shift your loyalty from Jesus Christ to whoever your party's current leader is. And that's exactly what's happened to Liberty University and Robert Jeffress and Focus on the Family.
Let me ask you another question. Should he return the money of Peter Thiel, an openly gay man who supports his campaign?
No, if it's, it helps him strategically,
okay.
Sure, he can.
Stop the tape. And there is another sellout, right? The filthy lucre of the wicked gets you to accept the wicked.
No, if it's, it helps him strategically,
okay.
Sure, he can.
Should he stop talking to Tammy Bruce, who's an open lesbian that's a Fox News contributor?
If it's affecting his ideas, then probably, yeah.
Okay, so you say you're a Trump supporter, yet you have all these issues and these disagreements with him. Let me be very clear about my position, my personal position. I'm a Christian first and foremost, then an American, then a constitutionalist, then a conservative, in that order. I believe marriage, biblically, if we want to have a biblical and theological discussion, as articulated in the greatest book ever to exist in the history of the world, the Holy Bible. Marriage in the Holy Bible is one man, one woman. I also do not believe in the sort of rhetoric that some people engage in, that all of a sudden that they say there's no place for gay people in the conservative movement.
Stop the tape. He gives lip service to Christ, but has fidelity to Trump. Lip service to the Bible, but fidelity to the Constitution. Lip service to the church, but fidelity to the Republican Party. And so all these homosexuals that he will list, because we need to legitimize their behavior, because otherwise it's harder to beat the Democrats, which is the biggest new idol of the Christian, is beating the Democrats. Not obeying God, that's not what brings them to make their decisions. It's, will I help defeat the Democrats? That's the question that they set up as their standard. We need these homosexuals in our tent so that we can defeat the Democrats. The battle is not R versus D, it's good versus evil.
There's no place for gay people in the conservative movement. I do not believe that.
That's not conservative. And
let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question then?
Sure, go for it.
So, the American family, liberty, freedom, the Constitution, our history, veterans. That's what we're conserving. I'll get to you later, though. Don't worry. So let me ask you a question. What if you had your way, what would you do with gay people in America?
Stop the tape. Reminds me of 25 years ago on the show. I made a statement that homosexuals were worse than gutter slime. And a really nice Christian guy called in. You could tell how nice he is. And he said, Bob, I love your show, but that's just wrong. You should not have said that. What do you mean homosexuals are worse than gutter slime? And I said, okay, let me ask you a question. What would you rather have on you, gutter slime or a homosexual? And the guy says, I see your point. It's a behavior that has slaughtered tens of thousands, and it causes a rebellion against Jesus Christ, for he is no longer the authority. If he said God made us male and female, and they said no, he did not. So this is Bob Benyard. Hey, our website, kgov.com.